There is one place, only one place in the Bible where our Lord is thanked directly for something he's done for another person. There's only one recorded passage where someone says, "Thank you," to Jesus. Can you believe that? We sometimes think we have thankless jobs. You would think more people would have been thankful. One person in the Bible. And we just heard it today from Luke chapter 17. The story of our Lord going into a village, he heals 10 lepers, and one returns to say thank you. Only one is grateful. And above all, it's a Samaritan. Samaritans have been referred to as not even Jewish. Or some consider them, best case, to be a branch of the Jewish faith. In any event, our Lord calls him a foreigner who has returned to say thank you. And as a result of this, Jesus gives this healed leper even more. Not only is he healed, he is saved. Jesus said, "Your faith has saved you." Jesus could have said, "Your gratitude has saved you." Thankful people are better people. And we're all trying to be better. Thankful people are joyful more often. Thankful people are at peace. Thankful people are holy. Because thankful people are aware of God's blessings in their lives. Thankful people are aware that they have received our Lord's blessing, protection, or grace. Thankful people build up in their speech, in their actions. Thankful people are generous. They give because they know they have received. Thankful people give. Unthankful people often take. So we all should be thankful. We all have reasons to be thankful. And if not, sometimes our Lord will teach us. In many instances where I prepare people to die, I'm privileged to witness a whole range of events. Many years ago, before I buried this man, I went to visit him, and out of the blue, unsolicited, he said this to me before I left. He said, "Father, my long battle with cancer has taught me many things. One is, my cancer has taught me to be thankful. To be thankful for what I took for granted most of my life." He said to me, "In all of that, I'm grateful for my gift of cancer so that before I die, I can be the thankful person I should have been." I walked out of there thinking, holy smokes, can I learn a lot from this man? Can we all learn a lot from this man? When we come to Mass, like you are so faithfully today, we are like that healed leper. We're coming back to our Lord to say thank you. And we're here saying thank you often for things we don't even know we've received. So much of our Lord's grace, protection, and inspiration is unknown to us. And you may not notice it, but in the Eucharistic prayer, I say, it is our duty and our salvation to give you thanks. It is our salvation to give you thanks as we come to the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. And when we do, our Lord blesses us even more. Like he blessed that leper even more, he blesses us even more. And like that leper, we can hear the words of our Lord say to us, your faith has saved you. Amen.